Hi, David Brancaccio in New York. An ExxonMobil trial set to start in New York today has to do with climate change, but perhaps not in the way you might think. The state of New York argues Exxon defrauded its investors, misleading them about the value of its stock by telling them one thing and doing another. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has a preview.
The accusation is ExxonMobil used two sets of books on climate change and its risk. The plaintiff, the Attorney General of New York, argues that the company told investors that it saw a future with lots of carbon regulations and cost to the company. David Shapiro at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice says that sent a certain message to Exxon stockholders.
And they would say, hey, Exxon is accounting for what we anticipate is going to be a dramatic change in how governments approach climate risk.
In other words, Exxon was clear-eyed about taxes and regulations on fossil fuel use. But in private, the plaintiff says, the company's actions were altogether different.
The internal reports effectively say, well, we don't anticipate much in the way of additional costs based on a climate risk regulation.
The problem with that, as the argument goes, is ExxonMobil made oil and gas decisions that were too risky and hid it from investors. But ExxonMobil calls that a baseless theory and that it used two different cost assumptions because they're apples and oranges. It makes sense to Mark Stokel, CEO of Adams Funds, which holds Exxon stock.
One, you've got actual hard costs that you can actually consider. The second is a bunch of assumptions you have to make on demand many years down the road. I'm not sure that's fraud.
He says analysts who follow Exxon aren't even talking about this case. And if the company were to lose, the amount would be negligible. But litigation analyst Brandon Barnes at Bloomberg Intelligence says state attorneys general and others bringing energy and climate lawsuits see today's case much differently.
I think it's part of a much broader effort to figure out a way to address climate change when there's a perception that the federal government isn't moving fast enough.
The ExxonMobil trial could provide drama in the form of emails. A pretrial investigation found that Rex Tillerson, who was CEO for the period in this case, used two email addresses at work, one under his name, one under an alias. The company says the second email was created for, quote, secure communications. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.